Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When you're going through tough situations, you got to take that next step. You got to keep moving forward. And I know we're going through a pretty tough situation right now in a lot of different ways.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work. Right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience. Because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
And I think that humility played a big role in me being able to be successful, because I was never afraid to say, hey, I'm not 100% sure what to do right now. What do you guys think? Or, hey, I feel like I've reached the limitations of my thought process. I need some help. And so I think that's one of the main reasons that I was able to do a good job.
Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance so that, and that's the only thing, there should be nothing else, all right, but that, you know, for everybody. That's what we have to stay focused on. That's what we need to do.
And you need to train that instinct. Your instinct. Train it to say, get up, go, fight on. And if that is what you become, if that becomes your fundamental reaction to adversity, if that becomes your gut instinct, then you will overcome just about anything that stands in your path.
The energy it requires to start doing something is way more than the energy required to continue doing the thing. And that the beginning of doing anything results in the lowest amount of reward, both internal and external, than when you've been doing it for ages.
When you're playing a point, it has to be the most important thing in the world, and it is. But when it's behind you, it's behind you. This mindset is really crucial because it frees you to fully commit to the next point and the next point after that with intensity, clarity, and focus.
Take that next step. Have a good Monday, y'all. Out.
If I had the power to turn back time, I would never use it. I don't think about it. Because then every moment that you go through means absolutely nothing, but you can always go back and do it again. So it loses its flavor. It loses its beauty. When things are final, you know, moments won't ever come again. To be able to have the power to go back and re-experience those things it's silly to me.
If I had to guess, I would say no. I would say you can't teach it. I would say that you can grow it. If you've got the seed of some sort of fire, you could probably grow and you can get better at it. But Same thing. You go back to like prison. If you ever met anyone that was a prisoner of war or people that went through like the Bataan Death March, there's some people that had a will that they were not going to die. I'm not going to die. I'm going to keep going. And the people that died, they did not have the will to live. And think about how bad things have to be before you say, you know what? I'm just going to lay here and die.
You're going to fucking hate yourself in the morning. Why are you pulling back? No, don't tell me yes. Why? Stay inside. He's hitting you the right hand every time. You don't fucking listen. God damn it, Lexus. Where are you supposed to be?
And we kind of have a younger generation now that doesn't always get told no. They don't always get told this is exactly how you need to do it. So they have this illusion that they have all these choices. But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals. And all these guys that think they have a lot of choices are really, you know, sort of sadly mistaken. And I think as we all have done with our own children, they learn these lessons of life as they get older. And sometimes the best way to learn is from the mistakes that you make, even though we all hate to see them have to make them. And we don't really condone it when they do.
As bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it.
It's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground. Do not take the easy way out. Do not give up based on instinct. If you are forced to stand down, to retreat so that you can rebuild and reattack, so be it. But make that decision based on logic, not on the instinct of surrender and defeat.
Being a leader fucking sucks. You do everything in life that you do not want to do. You are unhappy 90% of your life, but that means that other people are eating because of you. They're living because of you. They're achieving because of you. So are you really in that bad of shape? So make a decision tonight. Do you want to be a leader? Or do you want to be that person who just bags it and does their own shit?
It's like you had to go through that in order to empower all these other people, in order to become who you are, and that as an example, and then your words as an example, and your describing of it, and then your description of your own shortcomings and failures that give people confidence that you, it's not like you're this superhuman person that is like a character in a book.
Right.
No, you're a real human being who has real insecurities and real failures in your past and real demons. And you figured out a way to harness that energy and just keep going forward.
Yep.
And not quit.
In my old job in the Navy, we had to move through a lot of tough things, whether it was going up a hill, a steep hill with 100 pounds on your back, or going through a swamp where your feet are sinking into the mud with every step, or going through the jungle where you're breaking trail through thick bush and vines. And sometimes you're barely making any progress. Sometimes you're barely making any progress at all. And that tough situation is making you wanna stop. And what you eventually learn is you can't stop.
And so now our day is just our day, man. You know, our day is just, man, I'm free, man. It's a great feeling. I do want to say this to those of you who are watching who are not yet where you want to be. Like, keep going. Like, keep going. Don't quit. You're already in pain. You're already struggling. Like, get something for your pain. It doesn't make sense to go through pain and then not get nothing on the other side of it. So since you're already struggling, you're already going through it, get on the other side.
I wanted to start callousing my mind. I wanted to start becoming a better person. And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness,
How you become the person you want to be is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness? I can give you a class all day long about self-talk, visualization, eat an elephant one bite at a time. But if you're never putting yourself in a situation to actually practice these things, you're never going to grow. I can't put you out there in a, we're all going through a battle in our mind. A warrior is not a person that carries a gun. The biggest war you're ever going through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind. We're all going through a war in our mind, and we have to callous our mind to fight that war and to win that war.
So he said, I won a Super Bowl so I can rest now. So he throws up about 325, boom. And he rests for about 2 seconds. Then he's boom, boom, boom. Did you see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm gonna take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, if you got a, somebody came in my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do.
Sit them down. Explain where you are at. Be blunt. Be upfront. And then give them the simple plan of how you're going to get things back on track. Don't sugarcoat it. You give it to them straight. Next, you got some late payments. Call those creditors up. Explain to them what's going on. Set up some kind of a minimum payment plan so you can start making some progress and get them off your back. And then you got your job, right? You're falling behind at work. Okay, talk to your boss. Face it. Tell him that you're going to step up your game. Tell him you're going to be at work early. You're going to be at work late. You're going to be at work during lunch. You're going to be wherever you need to be whenever he needs you to be there.
Because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the sale. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft. Always want to give up. I'm dropping. Why are you dropping? I'm so grateful that the slaves didn't drop and quit. Say, I'm just going to stop. I'm a slave. I'm just going to be a slave. I'm going to quit. Listen to me. The slaves said, we will live because one day we will become.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that gym. That's the only place to be.
Stand up. Dig in. Line up those problems and confront them. Face them. Fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, You look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
I mean, if you're going to be successful and you're going to have a chance to be successful, you have to do some of the same things. But it really all starts, with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done. If we were talking about business, it would be all about doing the right thing, the right way, at the right time.
You gotta wanna be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat, cause she was engaged. I never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie, I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
No more gray decisions in your life. It either serves the man or the woman you want to become, the business you want, the father you want to be, the wife you want to be, the mom you want to be, the leader you want to be, the business you want to have. Your actions either serve and take you towards that version of yourself, or those actions take you away from that. If you get rid of, well, maybe kind of, you know, surfing on my phone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
A little bit, or doing this a little bit, or binging on Netflix a little bit, or hanging out with those negative people a little bit. No, no, no. You want to go to the next level? You know what it's like to generate the kind of money, impact, and purpose that you know you can and want to? Then there's no gray anymore. It either takes you towards the person you want to be, or it takes you away. Everything else is a no. It's time for you to make a not to-do list. You've had a to-do list your whole life.
That's the instinct that's a defense mechanism. It wants to give you an out, a place to run to, a little place of sympathy. An amnesty, a little place of amnesty where everything is forgiven, where all these failures can gather together in comfort and drown their sorrows in lies and in deception. And they tell each other, and they'll tell you, you did the best you could. No, they'll say the deck was stacked against you, and they'll say it's not your fault.
It's only will that just gets you up off the couch if your knees are destroyed and you run a tidy 30 miles that day.
Yeah.
That's not determinism.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah. If it was determinism, there would be tons of those guys out there.
Yeah.
There's only a small Cameron Haynes, small little fucking handful of these like psychotic people who have incredible will. World champion fighters, you know, Gordon Ryan in jiu-jitsu. Like there's Gordon Ryan works out every fucking day of the week.
Yeah.
365 days a year.
It's a huge sacrifice.
If you want to be really great at something, you kind of have to be out of your fucking mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Yeah.
You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's going to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
Yeah.
But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps, you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
Yeah.
That's will, dude. That's will.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. And it's something that it's not polite to talk about. But most people are lazy. And they're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want. And they're surrounded by people who think the same way. You know, as much as 95% of your thinking is determined by the people that you associate with on a regular basis. If you associate with people who don't work hard, don't learn, socialize after work, then you become like them. You think like them, you talk like them, you dress like them, you marry them. And so you're married to someone who also has no ambition. And you raise children, and your children have no ambition. Just go to work and complain about your work.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion. And what has to come out of your fucking soul in the darkest of times is what you just did right there. So that's what I do. So people always, like, for the first 20 some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Shapeshifter. He's going to disguise himself and make you think he's got your best interest in mind. But he doesn't. This is the instinct that says you've had enough. This is the instinct that says you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You can take a knee. This is the instinct that says you can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen. That instinct is a liar and wants to bring you down.
So you have to learn how to manage that 1 second decision. And what that is this. If you do 130 hours, every second, you have to win. If you lose one fucking second of that 130 hours, you will not be a Navy SEAL. In life, it's the same way. If you lose 1 second, not take a break. If you make a bad decision and just hang it up in that 1 second, you will fucking regret it. You must win every second. You must be in control of your life, every second of your life, or you will lose. So that's the biggest thing. Never forget your goals. Many dreams die while suffering. Don't be one of those people whose dreams die while you're suffering. Learn to manage your mind.
The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose. A point, a match, a season, a job, it's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself. And by the way, your opponents have self-doubt too. Don't ever forget that. But negative energy is wasted energy. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion. The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they'll lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it. You accept it, cry it out if you need to, and then force a smile. You move on, be relentless, adapt and grow, work harder, work smarter. Remember, work smarter.
So this feeling of forward movement is one of the most important success secrets in the world. Successful people are always moving toward something important to them. Mm. And the feeling of movement makes them happy. It releases endorphins in your brain, which cause you to be more creative, more positive, stronger, more powerful.
So the first step to build self-confidence is to set a goal.
Set goals.
Take actions to go.
And keep work every day toward the achievement of your most important goals.
He works day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. As time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he came to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. What he realized, that's what makes true greatness. The story would be about transformation of a kid looking inwardly to then growing up and understanding the importance and the power he's looking outward.
Will you keep going?
In the face of?
Whatever. I'm a hard worker. I was never great at anything. Like as a kid, I wasn't the fastest. I wasn't the strongest. I wasn't the smartest. But I did know that I could work hard. I had to work hard. And I listened to people. I didn't think I knew everything. Even sometimes I'll joke about, yeah, you know, when you're young and arrogant, even when I was young and arrogant, like we all are when we're 23 years old or 22 years old and you're young, you think you know everything. Even then, I always had that little like, you don't know everything.
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. And I'll tell you how. On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough and technically equipped to do things that you had, then you learned those things and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have, no matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
What if my black ass can be up there on that fucking stage one day and I can pull off this fucking miracle that no one saw? There were no fucking social media. There were no watch David Goggins lose 106 pounds in 2.5 months. There were no, you know, diet plan and shit. No, there was nothing. But I knew it. I saw it. The whole accountability mirror that I talk about and can't hurt me. Every morning I woke up, I had a real conversation with that dirty mirror. And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And I had a dream. I had ambitions of being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And through hard work and dedication, that dream came true. But I want to tell you guys something to be mindful of. When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge. So I challenge you to have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right.
I think taking time and thinking about it is really wise. And thinking about, like, what are the things that are on your mind? Like, yeah. How do you really feel about this world that we live in? This world that seems more and more like it's not real. More and more like it's a fucking simulation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of convinced now.
What, it is a simulation?
Yeah, something going on. There's something more to reality than what meets the eye. There's more to it than what you could put on a scale or what you could put a ruler to. There's more to this thing. This thing's made out of, like, some very bizarre energy that's attached to consciousness.
The quickest way, meaning to not waste lifetime, is when you really set up a schedule and just do the work. Free from how you feel, because also feeling sometimes, you wake up one day, you feel this way, you wake up the next day, you feel another way, and it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel.
And tell him that you're 100% committed to supporting him and the company and the mission. And then you get started. And I'm going to tell you right now, it won't be easy. It will be hard, because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them.
You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So nothing is acceptable but your best.
All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm gonna say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. So that means that there are some people who are going to see the professor, going to see the TA. And even when the professor says, I don't meet with you, my TA meet with you, you say, I don't want to talk to your TA. I don't pay the TA. I pay you to teach me. So you're going to have to find some time to meet me. If I got to meet you at the mall, if I got to meet you at your house, you are going to see me. Listen to me. All men are created equal. Some work hard in preseason. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0s, 3.0s. They went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough.
You stick to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick or have some type of higher excuse, You just do what you have committed to. So, and this struggling of, there are still so many distractions every day coming up. No, but you stick to the plan. You stick to your plan. This is what I feel like.
We wonder why, when the smallest thing in our life gets difficult, we wonder why we cower and we run away. Because we are kind of living our whole life is set up that way. Our whole life is a set up in the path of least resistance. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time, we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that. So for me, I realized that. The reason I became 297 pounds is because that was comfortable. What was very uncomfortable was running. What was very uncomfortable was being on a diet. What was very uncomfortable was trying to face things that I didn't want to face. And I also realized when I was really big, I had no growth. Why? Because I was living comfortable. So I realized for me to find growth, I had to face all of these different things that made me very, very uncomfortable.
If you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion, you could get in that ring on one given night and make the world fair and have your hand lifted and be called champion of the world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.